In this video, I'll show you how you can add a slideshow to your ASP.NET application with your own images by using the Slideshow Control Extender that ships as part of the Microsoft Ajax Control Toolkit. So as always, to get started, I'll fire up Visual Web Developer Express and say create a new website. Choose the Ajax Control Toolkit website template. Now we're going to be displaying images in this application. So to get started, I'm going to need some images to display. I'm often asked about the merits or the deficits in storing images in a SQL Server database as opposed to the file system. Certainly you can do it either way. In my opinion, there are some advantages to both, but the primary advantages lie in using the file system to store the images themselves, and then using the SQL Server database to store both a link to the physical location on disk of that particular image, as well as any metadata that you might want to associate with that image. The other thing the possible benefit that gives you by using the file system is that it makes it very easy to scale your application horizontally as opposed to having to do so through a database-driven mechanism. The other thing that it does, of course, is it makes it much easier to program against. If you're storing images in a database, then you'll need to add a fair bit of code to serialize that image file into something that you can store as a binary object in the database, and then whenever that image needs to be displayed, you'll need to have logic that deserializes that binary large object or that binary object in your database, and then deserializes those into an HTTP streamable representation of that image that can be displayed on a page. So from my perspective, there are just several advantages, not the least of which is simplicity, that indicate that storing images in the file system can be advantageous. In our case, we need some images. I'm going to take an images folder here off my desktop, and I'm going to drop it into my solution. Now, this is just for the convenience of the demo so that you can unzip this and have things ready to run. You probably don't want to store the images themselves in your solutions directory. You probably want to have some logic that's specific to your application. So how we're going to implement that in this demo is we're going to need an Ajax callable web service method to fetch the images that will be displayed in the slideshow. So I'm going to create a web service, and we'll place the code in a separate file. And we're just going to call this slides service. And first thing that we're going to do here is remember, this is a very common mistake I get email almost every day. You need to make sure that you add the script service attribute to your class definition so that you can call these you can call this service from Ajax code. Next, we don't want hello world. In fact, we're going to call this get slides, and we're not going to return a string. We're instead going to return an Ajax control toolkit slide. So as Ajax control toolkit slide, which will be the return type. Now we're going to need a local collection of those slides to work with. And again, this is where you would implement some more semantically specific logic for your application. In our case, I'm just going to create an array of Ajax control toolkit slides. So we'll say dim my slides as Ajax control toolkit slide, and actually I'm going to make this an array. And then rather than doing something to algorithmically iterate the directory that contains my images, in our case I'm just going to hard code them just for the simplicity of the demo. So start with my slides 0 and go through my slides 4. And actually, sorry, wrong language. And here we'll say new Ajax control toolkit slide, and we're going to call the second version of the constructor, which has three different arguments: the actual path to the string, the name of the string, and then some description that can also be displayed along with the string. So in our case, we're going to provide all three, and the first is going to be the location of the image, so it's images, and then Blue Hills will be the first one. The name of the image, Blue Hills, and then some other description, really relevant just for the purposes of the demo. I'm going to use the magic of cut and paste to add 4 more of these. One for each element in the collection. And then I'll replace the images one at a time. Of course, I also have to replace the names in the comments, which I will do momentarily. All right, so vertical picture, water lilies, and winter. So we have all the images there. Now let's go ahead and change the comments. Sunset. The setting sun. The sunset picture was taken in Sedona. Setting sun. Now this vertical picture here. Vertical demo. These really are not particularly important for the purposes of the demo. Very cold, okay. Now the only thing we need to do is correct the return type to match the expected return type. So we're going to return my slides. There we go. Now let's hop back over into our default.asbx page. And we can start to build out the user interface, including the AJAX code that will be used to call the service method that we just created. So first thing I'm going to do here is I'm just going to do a little formatting, and then I'm going to add another div that we can use to contain the slideshow. And I'm going to just hard code a center alignment for the slideshow. Right. And obviously you can use CSS classes that are defined in an external style sheet, if you choose, which is often the best way to go. But for something as simple as center alignment, I'm okay with just doing it this way. And we're going to create a slideshow that displays images. So we need to begin with an image control. So we'll go here to my standard toolbox for my ASP.NET controls. Grab an image control, and let's flush out some of the arguments to this image control. Let's start by specifying that we want a height of 300. I'm actually going to add a style here as well, and certainly you could feel free to use a CSS style sheet, which is often the preferred mechanism. In our case, I'm just going to add a border, just for the purposes of the demo, so that you can see the image control as a container for the slides in the slideshow. So it will say border 1 pixel Make it a solid border with a black color. And set the width up as automatic. And I'm just going to use my preferred formatting mechanism for these control arguments. Now we need to provide it some default information, the first image to display. So in our case, again in the images directory, and we'll just display the first one by default. Right, certainly you could do this programmatically if you wanted. And then also I'm going to provide the alternate text, which will be the description. So okay, all that's necessary. Let's fix the formatting. Okay. Now, next, I'm going to want a label to display some additional information. Right. And we know that this additional information is available by virtue of the arguments that we passed into the constructor for each of the images that we created in the AJAX Control Toolkit slide controls collection. We're also going to need some navigation buttons, so let's grab one of those. So I've got an ASP.NET button here, and we're going to first one is going to be previous, and its text will be prev. So that we're just sort of setting this up as a VCR type controls. I'm also going to specify that I want to increase the font size a little bit over the standard one for the page. Okay. Let's rename the label to be image label 1, and I don't need a default text because that's going to be dynamically displayed by virtue of its association to the slideshow control. Now we're going to need a couple of additional buttons, one for next and one for play. Alright, so let's put the play button in the middle. All right, so let's have a look at our UI so far. Okay, so here's what our UI is going to look like. It's going to be our image in this label control here. The additional information is going to be displayed, and then we have our sort of VCR style controls. Now we're ready to add the control extender itself to our page. So let's go down to our AJAX Control Toolkit tab in our toolbox, again, which we manually create because there's no installer for the toolkit. And let's drop down. Find the slideshow extender. This just tells us that the toolkit DLLs are already in the bin directory because we started with the toolkit template. So here's our slideshow extender. Now we can begin to configure this. So first thing I'm going to do is I'm actually going to use just the XML shorthand version. So I'll get rid of that full closing tag, and we'll just start to add the parameters that we're going to need. First thing we need to specify is what the target control ID is going to be, and in our case it's going to be image 1. This is the image control that we'll be extending. Next, we need to specify how we're going to get that how we're going to get the images that we want to display. So first, we're going to need a slideshow service path, which in our case will be get slides. And then we're also going to need a slideshow service method, which in our case will be the method is get slides. And the path is the slide service asmx file that we created earlier. That's better. Next, I'm going to specify autoplay equal true, so when rendering first happens, we'll automatically display, we'll automatically start iterating through the images that are available for our slideshow. Next, we want to specify where the description is going to be populated, and in our case, it's going to be image label 1. Make sure I get the spelling right there. So image label 1. Now we want to specify, we want to wire up play and previous buttons. So let's do that by start with the next button ID, which is going to be next button. We're going to wire play and stop up as well. And the play button ID is going to be play button. Now, because the play button has context sensitive semantic value, right? So if it's currently playing, the value is stop, and if it's not playing, the value is play. We can also specify what that text should be. So let's say play button text equal play, stop button text equals stop. And then previous button ID, which in our case will be prev button. And that should be everything that we need to run our slideshow. So let's go ahead and give it a try. So wait a second here. Notice that we're in play mode by default because we specified autoplay equal to true. If we want to accelerate through the displays, we can do this by clicking the next previous buttons. If I want to look at this in detail, I can click on the play button and get things to stop. Toggle back and forth. Notice it automatically stops when it gets to the end. So that's it. It's that easy to add a slideshow display of your own images to your ASP.NET application by using the slideshow control extender that ships as part of the Microsoft Ajax Control Toolkit.